Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Jesus was an only son as he walked the Calvary Hill. Mother Mary walking beside in the path where his blood spilled. Jesus was an only son in the hills of Nazareth. He lay reading Sons of David. He let his mother sleep. Mother, pray, sleep tight, my child, sleep well, for I'll be at your side. And no shadow, no darkness, no tolling bell shall pierce your dreams this night. In the garden at Gethsemane, he prayed for the life he'd never lived. He beseeched his heavenly Father to remove the cup of death from his lips. And there's a loss that can never be replaced, a destination that can never be reached. Light, you'll never find in another space. See whose peace cannot be breathed. Well, Jesus kissed his mother's hand, whispered, "Mother, still your tears. For remember, soul of the universe, will the world end it appear?"
Em nome de Jesus, nós pedimos uma vez mais a tua graça, que agora venhas visitar o teu povo e conduzir-nos pelo teu Espírito tudo aquilo que tu queres trazer ao teu povo. Que o teu povo saia acrescentado com sabedoria, com conhecimento, e possa nesta hora, Senhor, descansar em ti, encontrar em ti tudo aquilo que necessita para ser vencedor sobre todas as trevas que se aproximam deste mundo, Senhor. Procuram envolver os filhos, e que o poder do Espírito Santo possa brilhar nesta hora mais alto por todos os votos, todo o inimigo. Em nome de Jesus, amém. Amados irmãos, mais uma vez agradecemos pela vossa presença, pela vossa audição, todos aqueles que estão ouvindo agora, e também aqueles que ouvem mais tarde nos arquivos. Este programa é dedicado a vós, que têm acompanhado o trabalho deste ministério, destas pessoas que procuram trazer a vontade de Deus, procuram trazer leveza a um mundo cada vez mais pesado. O tema desta noite é realmente um tema pesado. As notícias que cada vez mais nos envolvem são mais tristes, são mais pesadas. Mas nós que conhecemos a palavra de Cristo, sabemos que tudo isto é o princípio das dores. Tudo isto foi profetizado pelo Mestre. E o Mestre deixou-nos uma palavra: não temais. Então este programa procura firmar-se na palavra de Deus, de Cristo. Palavras de Jesus. Desde que foram deixadas escritas na Bíblia, foram transformadas em manifestação de graça. Rema, palavra rema, palavra viva para nós, que saiu da boca do Cordeiro. Então, meus amados, por mais que o inimigo se levante, nós temos que confiar e seguir as instruções do nosso Mestre. E o poder que ele deixou para nós, através do seu sacrifício, ele está disponível para quem crê nele, para quem se firma nele. E hoje nós vamos fazer uma clara distinção entre o que é seguir a Cristo, confiar em Cristo, e seguir outros Cristos, seguir e confiar em outras coisas, que não o Evangelho da completa redenção da cruz do Calvário. Nós, como sempre, estaremos transmitindo em inglês, em virtude da quantidade de gente que nós temos ao vivo, ouvindo o programa. E se vocês não entendem o inglês, eu aconselho que vocês mais tarde no arquivo procurem alguém que lhes consiga transmitir aquilo que foi falado, para não perder aquilo que está sendo vos concedido de graça. Vamos estar a falar sobre o que está acontecendo no Médio Oriente, vamos aprofundar a estratégia do inimigo, vamos falar de coisas que já vêm de alguns séculos atrás, como o inimigo foi mostrando aquilo que iria operar. Mas, amados irmãos, não é para sairmos com medo, é para tomarmos posse daquilo que Deus nos concedeu. Se existe alguém que resiste ainda e que põe travão nas intenções do inimigo, são os seguidores de Cristo, são aqueles que um dia se chamaram os adeptos do caminho, aqueles que seguiam o Nazareno. Então, amados, deixem-se ficar. Estaremos então transmitindo em inglês que os nossos irmãos da América estão presentes aqui, transmitindo em duas línguas. Perde-se muito a fluência do programa. E vocês, amados, têm o arquivo. Podem procurar alguém que vos consiga transmitir, porque de outra forma o trabalho não irá ser feito com a mesma qualidade. Que Deus vos abençoe. Se vocês por acaso já estão munidos de alguém ou entendem o inglês, então desfrutem. Também é para vocês. Que Deus vos abençoe em nome de Jesus. Amém. Hello, brothers and sisters. I welcome you again to another show of this ministry called Demolishing Strongholds. Tonight we have a special show. It's not a worship show. It's not for just to praise God, just to rejoice. It's to promote the truth that will make us free from everything that day after day is coming close. Jesus prophesied about these times. Jesus left on the Bible, on the scriptures. The apostles left their testimony about what Jesus said about these days. It was for us. Each day it passes, seems that the world is more dark, sad, heavy. Seems that the darkness surrounds us. Seems that there is no escape. There is a lot of noise around us, sadness, despair, and there will be more. But you see, my brother and sister, today, tonight, we will go deep to make a distinction between what is following Bible, what is following those that call the Bible Jesus himself, the Word of God, and what is following Jesus himself, believing and trusting in hours like this one, in the commandments and directions that Jesus gave us. Jesus talked about this day, rumors of wars, catastrophes. There will be the beginning of sorrows. But Jesus also said to us something. Do not fear. So this is a program that we will go deep on this news, but not as the world wants to promote these days. Instead of promoting fear and despair, we want to please our God and to promote the power of the Holy Spirit and to tell you, to show you the way, how to get the, this power that will make you feel peace and trust even when all the world is going down. You see, my brothers and sisters, this is not a happy, this is not a happy issue that we are going to talk here. But the good news is that when you are following the Lamb, when you are trusting Him, when you are not deceived by men or chariots or money or agents, that these guys have servants of God, but as we will see, they serve another God. When your focus on the words and instructions of our Master, the holy Word of God, Jesus Christ, made flesh, the same Word that come above Isaiah, Jeremiah, the same Spirit, the Holy Word of God, and the same Holy Word that left on the Scriptures, His instructions. When you focus on Him, you will overcome. At the end of the day, all sadness, all fear will be replaced by the joy of being near for those we love, with the one we love. For receiving from Him the touch of His Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds. And it's not me, it's not this ministry, it's not this radio program that has the power to renew your joy, to renew your love, to renew your strength after a heavy day, all surrounded by what the enemy is trying to promote. So, my brothers and sisters, I will be passing some music that I felt that God has blessed. It's not only praise, worship music. I want to emphasize something here. When we start following Christ, that is the God of all hurts, we can find Him even in those things that are not so considered holy by the church's members. We can find peace and real inspiration with good things that God inspires the world in some times to be salt, and to not all humanity becomes demonized as the enemy wants. And some of these songs that I, the first one that I played here, it touched me a lot. I like Bruce Springsteen. I feel that even if he's not a servant of God, he has much more spirituality than a lot of people that live on church. It touched a lot of things and heart of much more people than the church that pretend to serve Jesus Christ. So I will play some songs here that I hope that you can understand why I play. I will refer it because as I know that God touched me, it will touch you. It will make you grow and see that when you cannot awake someone that pretends to be sleeping and still wants to be sleeping because he wants to deceive you. The only thing we got to go is to the other ones that are really sleeping and try to wake him up, to show them what really Jesus is. Jesus is not a tithing ruler. Jesus is not that guy that saves anyone who click on a button and then is all saved. No. Jesus is not this fake God that a lot of fake Christians are promoting on churches, in the internet. This is not our God. With our God, the Prince of Peace, we don't joke, because He gave us all his life. We can pretend to each other, can live a life pretending that we are doing the work of God. But in the end, the only scripture that will remain in our heart is one that Jesus advised. I do not know you. You may prophesy, you may cast devils out, but he will not know you because you played with my blood, my life, and never, never, never accept the correction. You never decide to bring down everything you have built upon the wrong foundation. You never, ever accept to be humble before me and before your brothers and say that you were deceived also by the enemy. This happened with the first king of Israel. But even David, when he fell, and he fell badly, he went to the feet of God and asked him to forgiveness. And he changed his ways and he tried to compensate all the bad things he'd done. And he paid a heavy price. But he knew that in the end, his soul will be saved. So, brothers and sisters, I have put a link here that it comes from a man called Dabu. He has a channel on YouTube. And I checked if there was another news, because he's a kind of anonymous guy. But he is very, very well known. And he posted about a guy that comes from Islam. And he was from Hamas. And suddenly seems that this guy has converted to Christ. And he opens his heart what's happening on the other side of this war. And I put it here because it will be interesting for what we are going to talk here. A lot of people are screaming now on the internet, lots of watchmen, that Islam and Christianity is becoming one. Chrislam is coming and is being promoted by the leaders of this world. Really. Now you are seeing this. But I am seeing this almost since I had converted myself. I am tired of seeing the fake peace through religions. The popes having meetings with other religions, promoting false peace that ends on this tragedy that today we are assisting on Gaza schools. Children dying in sleeping with holy missiles coming from the air. Holy missiles coming from people that say that have the God of Abraham as his shield. And they retaliate the same way that the terrorists, the coward terrorists that are being promoted by the same guys, do to the Israelis. My brothers and sisters, this is not a program against or in favor to Israel or to Hamas. This is a program to give you the spiritual protection that you need to overcome these deceptions of this modern day. All what you are seeing is the chaos that is needed to be promoted for the world accept what is coming next. That will be much more worse. And the only people above this globe that can delay this It's not the Christianity, corrupted Christianity, serving Mammon. It's not the occults. It's not the soldiers and missiles. The only people, really people, that can delay the coming of the Antichrist and his world government, it's your spirituality as a follower of the Nazarene, the Jewish Savior called Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. It's your prayers. It's your resistance to the schemes that are being promoted on the back doors, on the secret society that are promoting both sides of the wars. Wars that were prophesied by a great, great master. And I put the link of all this as additional notes for you to check it by yourself. All what we are assisting here, it's a plan that is programmed and is being executed by followers of Satan that are called now as the Illuminati. But they are not only Illuminati. They are fallen entities living in human bodies, serving the purpose to bring one world government that will try to exterminate the real followers of Jesus Christ. He is trying to exterminate the faith in Jesus Christ and replacing by another god called Mammon that Jesus warned us about. Jesus didn't warn us that we cannot serve two lords. One was the God, another Satan. He didn't mention Satan. He didn't mention idols. He didn't mention angels. He went to the root of the problem. The instrument that Satan and the fallen angels has, the more powerful instrument that he has to corrupt the human heart, to deceive and seduce men to become entangled on his schemes, on his web. And I'm not saying that everybody on churches are serving Satan. I'm not saying this. Because, thanks God, there are still groups inside of churches that are being sold there. They are trying to resist from inside. And thanks God for this. The problem is that the leadership of churches and a great number of ministries also in internet have already been sold his heart. Their hearts to Mammon. And the most proof you can get it, it's the deception of tithing the Christians. I want you to leave this show with one confirmation from the Holy Spirit. He is the one who can convince you that when you try to serve Jesus Christ in a way that you become slave of things that Jesus Christ didn't make, you are serving Satan. Even if you don't take tithings for yourself, but you promote ministries that defend and use the tithing deception, talking about traditions in the Bible, even Abram, you better believe that you are serving liars, and liars that are using that money to become one side of the contenders of the war. Because this war the only ones who will be protected are the ones who have purified themselves from all the deception and resist the offerings, the poison offerings of Satan, seducing us to live another kind of gospel that will not lead us to the desert and to lose, if necessary, everything we have built. This is the gospel of the churches. This is the gospel of the saviors when they click on a button just to promote numbers of that ministry that's still tithing people. As you know me, if you are here, hear me, you know that I don't have preoccupation about myself. I fear the Lord. And I want to emphasize something here because it's important. I don't know if they will hear or know this thing, but I have already said this and I will say it again. For me, there are only two kinds of persons: the deceived ones and the ones that are already aware of the deception. Everyone is born servant of deception, without exception. We all are sinners from since we are born. We all have a tendency to sin, and we do it sooner or later in our life. The difference in the eyes of God is that when we have the opportunity to be correct and to start living the truth, spreading the truth and be an example of truth, there are people that stop on that process. And on the path, when Satan comes, gives it easy ways, the promotions of the gospel, they start accepting the help of their agents, of his agents. And they make alliance, they make projects with them. And it seems that the result of that alliance, it's good at the beginning, but it will explode because it doesn't have eternal life inside. It's a trap. I have a gratitude to people like Steve Quayle, like Joe and Doug Eggman, because they were used by God on their kindness, on their courage, to bring knowledge to my life, to open my eyes in a lot of things. And it is with sadness that I see that these brothers that I love so much, that I am so thankful for their efforts, are now entangled by agents, by people that have knowledge about the truth, but have entangled them in their skin. I don't say that they are servants of Satan. I don't believe that Joe Eggman, Doug Eggman, are servants of Satan or Illuminati. But my worry is that there are some companies that are coming very frequently to these shows that are deceiving the body of Christ. They are compromised with money lies, like the tithing of Christians. There are some people that know the truth, but they don't put their neck because they are used to live abundantly with the money of the others. They feel they are more than the master they say they serve. But I have put on my blog all the scriptures that God gave me this afternoon to give you the proof on the scriptures they say they believe, that they are lying to you and they are not living what they say they live, and they are presenting you another gospel that will take you to a life of deception, to another God that will entangle you and your life if you follow. I was there on churches like this, that even being honest in a lot of things, even being bold to fight against the gay marriage, the abortion, and so much bad stuff when it comes to mama, they can't resist. They can't resist because the fear they have to lose the way of life they are used now. The fear they have to go to the desert again and begin all from the zero is much more than an eternal condemnation. You see, my brother, the problem is that these are the ones that will fall under the hands of the judgment that Chrislam is bringing from God. This Chrislam is bringing the same judgment that God brought upon Israel with the king of Babylon, that God called him his servant in the scriptures. The king of Babylon is called on the scriptures servant of God, because it was the instrument of the judgment against the corrupted leaders of Israel that were doing the same things that these leaders are doing. And they will be victims. But it's up to you to choose who are you going to honor. You cannot serve two lords. You cannot help ministries like us, and then you go and you do your tithing because you have afraid of the devourer. You have afraid of the curses of these wizards, because that's what they are. And we will check this. You will have to choose. You will have to choose. Do you want to fall on the judgment, the same judgment of this fake Christianity? Or do you want to be preserved, as it says in Revelation, okay? And I'm not using my imagination. You please check in Revelation, chapter 6. I will go to read, but please confirm by yourself. Confirm all things that I say here. Revelation, chapter 6, 5 to 8. You can read it, but I will read it. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld a black horse, and see a black horse, and he had set on him, had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see, don't hurt the oil and the wine." You see, my brothers and sisters, those who have the wine and the oil on his life, the wise virgins will not be harmed by the beast, will not be harmed by this horse. But the foolish ones, those that believe in another gospel, that Jesus never lived here, those that follow the alliance with those agents, with those wizards that were prepared by the Illuminati, by the secret societies to introduce and corrupt the gospel, and to mislead so much souls. Those that were warned and didn't take care about the warning, and even help to promote them, those will be the victims, because they didn't care about the warning. And I feel sorry for Doug and Joe Agnew, because I love this man, and they are entangled with wrong people. They are promoting people that on their site, of their ministry, on their pages, they say that their ministry comes from the volunteer offerings of the faithful ones. And when you see, there are two PayPal buttons there. One says offerings, and the other one says tithing. I will not name it yet, but I am watching you. I am watching you. You are under my watch. Be a man and correct you. Or my God, that one that says you, it is your God, will come and remove your crown. If you are bold enough to speak against the other deceptions, you should be bold to resist Mammon and free the sheep from that deception also. And our God would reward you, not with the luxuries, but with the Holy Spirit that you need now. I will not name you, because there is a lot of good people that made me, to me and my family, very good. And for that I respect not your works, but you, because you are entangled them. But be careful, because the church where I come, after being warned, all went ended in jail. Oh, and a lot of people that say that he's a pastor, evangelical pastor, are ending on jail, because everything that is hidden will be known. You know that I'm talking to you. I don't have afraid of your God. I don't have afraid of your tie. I don't have afraid of your title. You better be careful with my God. It's not me that you should be afraid. I have tasted in my life also, when I tried to be as Adam, to hide my sin, how heavy can be his hand. I have tasted in my life, and this is a warning for someone who cares for your soul. I don't care for your good dresses. I don't care for your cars. I care for your soul and the souls of those that are entangled on your witchcraft. I'll be right back. Please, I want to give an honor here for all the people, veterans, that are entangled on the schemes of the Illuminati, families that lost their parents on wars, fake wars, that the only purpose was to make rich those who serve Satan, from both sides. I have a heaviness in my heart for both sides, because they are all being deceived by this serpent seed. And for that, I give my honor to all the veterans that are now receiving the reward of the King of this world. by being denied their rights. I want to dedicate this song to all the brave ones who died for us to have freedom. That's the only thing I can do. But I pray for their families that in heaven they all can be reunited. I'll be right back if God permits.
You take the old you make it new. If I had me a gun, I'd find the bastards and shoot them on sight. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be alright. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be alright.
Yes, this program is to remind us all of how many souls have been deceived to death on the skin of these reptiles that want to be humans, but they never can be humans. I want to remind everyone here that with the word of God, Jesus, you better not pretend that you are sleeping. Once you are warned, the nature of God is so fair that He will bring judgment and nothing can stop. Jesus gave orders to the Pharisees that wanted to reject Him and rejecting Him. And for that he say they should keep the commandments of Moses, the tithing. But without mercy, there was nothing. And this was not a commandment for those who want to spread the kingdom of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. If you don't believe me, read what Jesus said. In Luke 10:8, he said, when he sent the 70, and receive it wherever city you enter, and you eat what you are offered. Never gave any order to give a title to them, to charge 10% of everything that the ones who accept the kingdom of Yahushua. More directly, he said in 10:8-9, in the next verse, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. There are no percentage of blessings. They are not 10, 20. This is things from men. And he said more. For those who like to mix things, gospel and worldly things, he said, do not possess gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses. So why are now so much Christians selling gold? Why? Is it the gold that we have that will save us from the Nephilim? Is it the gold that we may have stocked that will save us from the giants, from the M-Kappa assassins? When do we stop joking with the Word of God? When do we really become servants of Jesus the Christ instead of another Jesus that changed a lot since the time of the apostles? All the good things he has done for us all and even for these guys is not enough to trust him completely? Do we have to use a little bit of magic to deceive others? Do you think that this is good at the eyes of the Lord? I am using this word magic because that's what it is. It's witchcraft. For those who didn't knew, I put on the blog the definition of witchcraft given by the father of the Satanic Bible. So I think it's the greatest authority we have about this matter called witchcraft that we can use. Antoine LaVey, he wrote the Satanic Bible, and he defines there the following definition. Witchcraft is the controlling of other people through manipulation or intimidation for the purpose of domination. So many Asian. But it is this. They can manipulate your mind, your heart, twisting, changing, interpreting the scriptures and hypnotizing you with beautiful songs and beautiful ties and great speeches full of venoms to go to your wallet and live a life completely different Jesus Christ lived, or the prophets, or the apostles. Everybody that tries to awaken people from this witchcraft that is being used on the churches and on the internet for a lot of time now, they get attacked, and I'm prepared. I'm just waiting for this, because the last ones who I uncovered before I made this show, the last ones who get together to send these curses to my family, they all ended on jail. They all ended waiting for their judgments. And they appeal and appealed with the money of the blind ones. But they are going to judgment in Brazil. Do you want to enter the line? Go ahead. You try. And then you'll see if I was your friend or your enemy on this day. There on the block, there are a guy called, and I put the link for you read the whole article if you want. It says, on Chris Bloodgetter teaching state, he noticed how pastors and leaders of Christian ministries commonly utilize this form of witchcraft manipulation in their fundraising and political maneuvering. Chris stated, if I start to manipulate you during this broadcast, it's witchcraft. We have to call it what it is. We need to repent of it. All of this stuff is to manipulate people away from the truth and needs the spirit of witchcraft. Hopefully, you guys, hopefully that you can see the truth. And the Bible, they say they believe and they are following. It says clearly what happens in the end to the liars and those witchcraft. It's there on Revelation. They will not enter the city. They will be out, those who delight in what is false. Those who they make themselves unclean. The Bible calls them another word that I will not say here, but that's what it is there. False prophets, false teachers, lovers of idols like Mammon. I pray to my God that you, the fear of the Lord, enter in your heart tonight and stop feeding these liars. Stop accepting fear of these men, that the only power they have is deception, is twisting the scriptures, removing them from their context, and challenging the authority of Christ himself, becoming greater than the master they say they serve. Stop giving money to these guys that deceive you and enslave you with evil spirits of witchcraft. For your own sake, I am not saying to give me money. Give it for those that are sick. Help the ones who don't have resources. I have. My God gives me everything I need to make his job. And I never mix law with grace, because there would be a curse in my life. So please, do not feed these guys. His judgments, their judgments, are coming from the kings of Babylon of these days. Do not be a foolish virgin. Maybe because you are walking very close to these people, you are already feeling the curse. But I am warning for your sake. Be bold to defend what is right. Do not participate with unfair works, iniquity. If you need Jesus on your life, do not fear their enemies. Do not feed them. For otherwise, one day the judgment will fall on your life too. Pray to him. If you were not aware of how grave this message is, how urgent it is, I hope that God touch you. Because if God doesn't talk to you, check which breach Satan has used to deceive you. And if you have a double heart, double mind, if you want to please Mammon lovers and Jesus, they will be impossible. You have to make a decision to live a complete, clean life. And the gospel of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, following their example and directions that come out of his word, his mouth, or the other gospel that is presented with much light, but careful. Very careful. No one is bigger than his master. This is our words of Jesus Christ. I will pass a song here for you to think about this warning, because the days are getting darker. And only the oil and the wine will not be touched. I'll be right back. Brothers and sisters, the sooner we decide to trusting Jesus with all our heart, all our resources. The sooner we get free from the deceptions of men, from the schemes of Satan that use corrupted people, that entangle good men in a way that they can't resist, because the pride for recognizing that Satan was smarter than them will touch their wallets. They don't see that that's the way. When we reduce ourselves, we become closer to the truth. How many tithings John the Baptist charged to fulfill his role on the kingdom? How many tithings Isaiah charged? You know the story of the young boy that was with the prophet that ran after the rewards of the sinner, that general from Syria that was healed by the prophet. How did this young boy handle it when he desired the rewards of this world that the prophet refused to receive? Because the prophet knew that the power does not belong to him. When do the church, the body of Christ, leaves the master clean his ways? When do we start love each other like Jesus loved us, instead of comparing with each other and see who has the greatest car, who has the biggest wallet, the biggest account number? All of that things will stay here. Naked we came, naked we go, said Job. You don't need to suffer the judgment that is so fast coming. It's now. Be bold. Say, Lord, I don't want more half-truths. I want to be free. I was a prisoner too, 8 years trying to change them from inside. And I was demonized. Almost they make me crazy, feeling me guilty for everything. In each cult, in each reunion, I had to be forgiven again for my sins that I thought that Jesus Christ has already forgiven. That's witchcraft. You walk in circles when you follow another gospel. Satan stops you from receiving what God wants to give you. God only can give you when you give up of all the trash that Satan wants to for you to accept. If Jesus has accepted to transform stones in bread, the angels would never come at the end of the probation, temptation. But first he felt hungry. First he had to deny himself as God himself. Because he doesn't walk at the will of Satan. In Satan's time, it's in the Father's time. If you build too much thing above the wrong foundation, time for you to bring it down before God do it. But of course, at the end of this program, Satan will send a wizard, a magician, to talk to you in a human form or in another form. But he will send. Do not trust that guy so crazy. That is his experience. That's not for you. For you, God has another thing. He has a promotion on that group. You see? But that guy is doing this show without charging, because he knows where he can find everything. When I reduce myself, God can be all things in me. When I am at the feet of the cross, there are no curses. There are no witchcrafts that can touch me. I'll be right back. Think about what this man is going to sing.
Yes, you are. that changed the world for me.
If you get the link that I put there, you can check it. There is an article that I get, and I put the link also on the blog. It talks about Albert Pike, a letter that this Mason has wrote in August 15, 1871, where he prophesied about 3 world wars. 2 are gone, 1 is being arranged, being cooked. I will read the excerpt from this letter about the 3rd World War. It was written to Mazzini, another Mason, High Mason. This is from 1871. This guy seems to be more prophet than a lot of prophets here and now that are screaming all months or time frames to the end of the world. And when it doesn't come, they say things happen. They just say things happen. It was God's provision. It was because I have warned. You see? It's not one time or two. It's a symptom of bigger problems on these persons. Anyway, this Albert Pike says this: the 3rd World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the difference caused by the agenter of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. War must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionists, State of Israel, I am putting this under parentheses because this is not on the letter, right? There was no Israel on that time. Mutually destroy each other. He was talking about the Arabs, Islam, the religion, and Zionism, the Jewish religion. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point to complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate and destroy those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. Those deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow, now understand this, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Brothers and sisters, you better take this very seriously. Because it's happening. It's happening in front of your eyes. This was 1871. He was correct in 2 wars. And if we don't take our power now, if we don't clean ourselves from these companies, these guys, these ministries of light, but that are using your resources to fund wars, to exterminate you,
it will be too late. You better take this serious now, because it is at our doors now. It is at your door, it is at my door. They have infiltrated all areas of sociability. There is a video on the internet come out today, and I put it on the page in the Facebook, but I will bring here the link of a maiden being punished by a Saudi family. And you can check on that link. What will expect you if you surrender to the fear? If you start thinking that you can save yourself with gold or giving tithings to a God that only requests 10% of your life by feeding crocodiles that are breeding a generation of reptiles that will hit you and your children. This war will not be won with materialistic resources. This one will not be won with gold, silver, and guns. This war can only be opened with the power of the Holy Spirit in action, not in theory, not by clicking a button in the internet and then going to pay your tithing to the crocodiles that will give your money to sell arms to people kill each other on fake wars. If no one else has the guts to tell you the truth, I tell you, this is the truth. This is witchcraft on your life, surrounding from all parts. You open the television, they are there. You open the radio, you hear them selling their fish. You go to church, you can choose size, height, there is space for everyone. Only in your relationship with God, you will not find these reptiles and their skin and their witchcraft. Understand, this leads people to madness, fear, despair. There are people already saying that the Bible is the mark of the beast. There are people on the internet making videos that say that the Bible is the mark of the beast because it's misleading people. It's not the mark of the beast. But those that twist scriptures and confront the authority of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, and compare himself to a book that doesn't have eternal life to give you if you don't obey what Jesus says, those have the mark of the beast. Even if they are dressed as shepherds, as prophets, give them some grasshoppers to hit and see if they accept to be fed. One here in the desert like John the Baptist. Try on your congregation to confront them with figures like John the Baptist. If Jesus Christ is not enough, for them. These are magicians that manipulate. Even if they can, your DNA to dominate you, to intimidate you, to control you, to make you a troll. Think about it, because it may be the last warning that you will hear. To save yourself from the judgment, to leave Babylon completely without looking back, as the wife of Lot did. And you know what happened to her. Think about how much am I asking you to give me, to give you this message. Compare my actions with the actions of that beautiful figures that call themselves apostles of truth, paladins of truth, until you get the golden egg chicken of their realm. Think about if they would do the same thing that Jesus Christ did for you. Meditate on this song. I am putting songs from a guy that nobody gives credit. He's not a pastor. But he writes things much more similar to the Bible than a lot of speeches that I hear on these modern days, in churches, and on the internet. I'll be right back.
I've got a coin in the palm. I can make it disappear. I got a card up my sleeve. Name it and I'll pull it out your ear. Got a rabbit in my hat. If you wanna come and see, this is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. I got shackles on my wrist. Soon I'll slip them and be gone. Chain me in a box in the river. Or I sing in this song. Trust none of what you hear, and less of what you see. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
Now, before I pass here the video of the man that was a son of a high leader of Hamas that had an experience with Jesus, our Lord, we will pray for Ben's surgery. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you take control of everything. You give your peace to your son, to your daughter, to all her family. You take control of all doctors that will help this man. And that you leave your mark, Father. You leave your mark on this episode of this family. Father, take out everything that needs to be pushed out. Don't leave anything that the enemy can continue to use against this family. Renew the strength of your children, your love, your joy, and at the end, let us all rejoice with the answer that you will bring after this battle, with the fruit that we all collect for helping each other to be overcomers, to be bold, like your son was bold, and demolish all the devil's strongholds that are trying to deceive us, to destroy us. We praise you, Lord. We pray, we give thanks in Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, name. Amen. So I'm going to pass this video. I have the audio here, and please hear this testimony. I only pass here this video. It is from Dabu. This man has a channel on YouTube, but I confirm another news, another video there. He was talking to Fox News also. So he is real. It happened. And this is a small audio of 3 minutes where he explained what is this war. Just check it.
Moshe Hassan Yosef. He's the son of Hamas's co-founder and leader, Hassan Yosef. Now, this guy has spoke out now against Hamas, Israel, the United States, the whole nine, because he's broke away from the group, defected, and basically said that, you know, this Hamas group is a vicious organization that tortures, executes its own members, anyone that's suspected of collaborating with the Israelis. And he couldn't morally justify the fact that Hamas's suicide bombers intentionally targeted buses and schools and things like that. Same things you're seeing happen from the Israeli side, going back and forth. And once one thinks it's safe to stop, the other one hits them, and it's back and forth. It's constant at this point. And what he exposes is that they have an ultimate goal of a worldwide Islamic caliphate. Does that sound familiar to you? Sure does to me. Sounds just like ISIS. And they would join under the same banner. And I find it odd how they've kept separate so far in showing any support of one another when they had the same end game goal, the same enemies. And at this point, I've shown you who has trained ISIS, who created them, funded them, the whole nine, all the way up to this point, the same ones doing the same thing here. Believe it or not, they run both sides of the show. At this point, this guy has stated that Israel is only doing its damage because of the United States doing it for the so-called free world, is what he states, that they're working hand in hand in all these operations, and that in the end, Hamas has to be stopped, because if they were to be let loose, they want to conquer the whole world, every square inch, is what he states, and make it this worldwide Islamic caliphate. And that's the same thing Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is calling for. So at this point, I don't see why, if they represent the same thing, how they haven't, the only thing stopping them is that stretch of southern Israel. And it may be a move that they make here in the future. Anyway, I'll leave links. Just wanted to share that information with you. It's not every day that you see the son of one of the major leaders here of a group defect and start spilling the beans on, you know, what the group's doing. So as I hear more, I'll keep you guys posted as always. Till next time, this has been Dabu Seba. Peace.
So, as you can see, it's not only me who say it. A lot of people that are alerting that this is a fake war and children are dying because the faithful servants of Islam and the faithful servants of the government of Israel, that in fact is a government controlled by wizards, like the symbol they have on their flag. It's not on the Bible, it's not on the scriptures, it's just a Kabbalistic symbol of magic. And the faithful Christians of the Titan, the Lord of the Titans, the evil eye of the Lord of the Titans, and he, in his great towers, are funding these wars with the sweat of their work, because they are following other lords. You see? It's your typing. It's because you and I were deceived that these guys got the money to do their theaters, to come alive, to bring alive all what Albert Pike has prophesied. You better believe this. Sooner or later, you have to admit it. If you walk with people, you don't need to tight anyone, but if you help tighten, you will be on the same judgment. All the excuses they use to tighten people as if they were different at the eyes of the Lord, of their brothers, it's a lie. It's witchcraft. There is no other word more appropriate than deception, witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, because of the devourer will devour your life. You see, your tithing, your Christian tithing,
is the salary of the Antichrist. Even if they say it is for good works, it is an unfair resource they are taking possession. It is iniquity. And you are being deceived or complicit, which is worse, when you accept this burden in your life or when you promote it to other lives. Abram gave his tithing for gratitude, not because there is written that God said to him to give, not because God threatened Abram to make him poor. It was gratitude for the wine and the bread that priest Melchizedek brought to them after a great battle. Jacob looked for his father's example and made a vow to God. It was not because God put pressure on him or Melchizedek. And he made the vow to God, not to men. See? So, when will you awake for this reality? Your pastor never charged a tithe to anybody if your pastor is Jesus the Christ. Tithings are not the first fruits of the Mosaic law. That was for that dispensation. When you decide to live on that dispensation, you are despising what Christ did on the cross. You are saying, thanks, I have better. You see, the war, the real war, is Jesus against Mammon, money. This is all money wars. This is all speculation wars. And you are in the middle when you don't need to be. You can live here as a stranger, but protected by the angels of the Almighty One. You only be cursed in your life if you don't follow what God tells you, not what the man says that God tells you. Ripping off the Bible from their context. Tithing was food, was drinks for the priests that are dispensed. Your priest now is Christ. So, don't go after pastors that say they live by the offerings, the free will offerings of their followers, and they have two PayPals on their donation pages, one for offerings and other for tithes. That's witchcraft. Don't follow teachers that tell you when you give something, expect to receive because it's biblical. It's biblical. That's witchcraft. That's twisting the spirit of the world. That shows what's in their hearts. That shows who is Lord. They always get expect to receive something. Christ is not enough. They never are satisfied because they serve a God that is never satisfied. After all, the wars must be funded. Even a president that says that his example of life is Jesus Christ on the TV, and on the next day he goes kill thousands of soldiers and families on the Middle East. American lives, Iraqian lives, to follow a ghost that he knew it was a lie. Lots will come in my name saying that he's here. It's in your hand, your faith. It's your decision to leave Babylon once for all, to leave Sodoma and Gomorrah, to leave this hybrid company. It's in your hand. God is giving you the power to decide. Don't follow the trick of the magics. Don't follow the wizards. Could this be the end? I don't know who you are, but I know that my Lord, Jesus Christ, is strong enough, if you ask him to enter in all your life, to free you from the bondage. You are not, I was not, but he is. Not you, not me, but he is, if you love him above all things. And don't be deceived about, do not cause division. Our kingdom is already divided by these hybrids. Not be like the foolish virgin. Reward your Lord with the love he deserves. He waited 1,000 years to love you. I will say goodbye with this song, because I hope that you can understand that God is talking of you. God has inspired even persons that you don't consider your brother to bring you sweet message like this one. God bless you, my brothers and sisters.